VUT Mobile.
For ZLK, KO4HKX.
ZLK Mobile, good morning, Patrick.
Just wanted to check on you and see how you're doing. Hadn't had a chance to talk to you much lately.
You've been a little busy, I understand. I'm doing good. I'm not far from the old office.
Here in Greenville today. Tool truck's down. It broke down yesterday. But I'm out on the excursion, showing my face and checking on everybody. So we'll see how that goes today.
Hate to hear that. I hope it's nothing major. You going to be around my area today, or are you running the same typical route on a Tuesday?
Over here, but I may head that way later today. Depends on how things go.
If you realize you're going to be over there, you know, about lunchtime, if you have time. I know you're probably trying to catch up 2 days' worth.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know. I just, like I said, trying to figure out how this day is going to go at all.
I don't know what my day is going to be like yet either. So, won't know until I get in there. But I hope they can fix your truck fairly simply and cheaply.
Have it ready this afternoon or first thing in the morning. We'll see. So, it is what it is. We'll figure it out. But thought I'd give you a shout this morning, see how you're doing.
Hope you're well. I hope you got some rest. I know you were going full speed.
Best last night. I checked into Duncan's Net, and then I kind of just shut everything down and just kind of relaxed there at the house.
Seeing as how I'm a lot older than you, I was worn out. I did some yard work and running around some other stuff yesterday, and I didn't even stay up late enough for the net last night.
That. Well, we know how you old people are. You got to have your naps.
That's why I had to go to bed so early.
I'm just giving you a hard time. But I appreciate you hooking me up with, can't remember his name right now, but the guy with the beef. That worked out really good.
I've got his number stored for future. I hope it wasn't. Were you able to use it pretty quickly? I know it was frozen solid.
To use the next day, I mean, we process it stuff through so fast, it worked out great. The first shipment we sent right out to Georgetown to get them that beef so they could do feeding. And then the second shipment he brought, we kept there and they fed everybody coming through.
50 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, or at least I was trying to think about it, but when you know, we usually pull a pound out for dinner and it'll last us a couple dinners, so that, I'm sure it fed a lot of people.
I'm sure it did, and then he brought up another 100, 125 pounds or so of ground beef and roast. The next day he brought it all the way to the church.
I know a lot of people brought what they could and are still bringing what they could. There's people coming from all over bringing stuff. And I know it's...
That we got one U-Haul truck, big U-Haul truck full of stuff from... They drove all the way down from Missouri.
People are doing that. Everybody just helps out in the way they can. It really just adds together and just makes a big difference.
I was sitting here catching up on some of the news this morning on the way down the mountain, and I was listening to 89.9, and they were talking about the gentleman over in, he's over there at the Harley dealer, set up. They had 35 helicopters and planes come in, and they were flying rescue missions out of there. It was pretty neat to listen, or interesting to listen to, and sad that if you listen to the whole story, you just have to go back and listen to it. It's something else.
Got two. I think it's up in Swanano area. Running it almost like a military operation because it's former, most of them are former military, but they've got doctors, nurses, pilots, all kinds of people, and they're flying reconnaissance and rescue and food drops and all that, medicine deliveries, got a pharmacy working with them. It's pretty amazing.
It was over in Swanano, not Waynesville. Still having my brain still foggy from some of it. I've had took in so much information the last couple, or last week and a half.
You've had a lot of stuff fired at you. Well, one thing I figured out or found out through all of this is I am able to hit the 145.19 repeater, N2GE repeater now. I didn't realize they'd moved it down off of the top of Mount Mitchell to another location, but it works out perfectly now. It was completely blocked by the ridge line there behind me before. And wherever they moved it to, I can get into it now.
That those guys up there were doing an awesome job, too. It was just because I was monitoring both repeaters, and sometimes I'd have to jump over there and see if I could put a call out to certain people. So it was definitely a I don't know the best way to describe it, but it was something to behold, the whole process.
Amazing, and I think I told you, but young couple that are friends of my son were talking to my son about another young couple that they were related to, a brother or something, and they hadn't heard from him at all. And they gave me his name, their name. They had a little newborn baby. They gave me their names and the address, and within 4 hours, somebody had checked on them to see if they were okay. Another ham radio operator up there.
After that, we passed quite a few up there for people throughout the week, so it was pretty neat.
Being able to pass information to that young couple that their family was fine, just a relief on their face. And anyway, it was pretty cool, and that was just minor. That's not even a tiny percentage of all the stuff that was going on. Patrick, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so hopefully we'll talk to you later. And I'm working on my radio issue in my work truck, see if I can get it going. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. Hope you have a good day. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Okay, good to hear you today, and appreciate your friendship. KO4HKX, 73, clear.